Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, you wouldn't know.
Atlanta Life Radio and the There Is Life After Layoff radio show, and tonight's episode, The Balance Concept. Join the conversation as our show host, Allie, shares her emotional journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for information and or inspirational purposes only. Now, as we say each and every week, grab your journal and pen or your mobile device so that you can take notes as tonight's conversation speaks to you. Now, join me in a virtual applause as we bring our show host, Allie, on air. Allie?
Thank you, Mel D, and hello. And I sincerely hope that everyone had a service-filled and reflective Martin Luther King Jr. Day on yesterday. I thank you for joining me for another episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and it's always a pleasure to be your guide as I take this journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. It has truly been a time of truth and transparency, but most of all, a time of growth in my life. And along with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide the conversation, our goal is to encourage you to explore new and uplifting ways to rediscover and walk in your life's purpose. Now, together, we will support one another through this journey. And so that is why I invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And as always, if you wish to contact us directly, you can always do that through email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please remember to connect and follow us on social media. You will find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. I'm also on Instagram at #AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio. And I'm also on Pinterest at AllieWard65. And please remember to follow us on and like us on Facebook. You can find me at There Is Life After Layoff, and Atlanta Life Radio can be found on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio. On behalf of myself and the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we sincerely thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. Now, most of us know that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a man of purpose with a dream and a vision of justice and equality and peace for all people. Now, we all have a purpose to fulfill, and so in this new year, we have been talking about living up to our full potential, setting due dates in our lives, and living out loud, and just about really enjoying life to the fullest. So with that in mind, tonight my guest is certified fitness instructor Amanda Marash, who is here to share with all of us about the importance of living a balanced life, both physically and mentally, so that we can be our best selves and live on purpose. But before I have the pleasure of welcoming our guest to the show, first, I always want to encourage our listeners to call in and join the conversation, or if you just want to ask our guest a question, you can always reach us by calling 347-324-5246, and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. And we will begin taking your calls after our break at the 7:30 hour. And just one more brief announcement, and then we'll be ready to get started tonight. If you miss a particular show and you want to catch up on what you've missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website, you can do that on the programming page, again, at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And we have that automatic player box. Click on the show you want to listen to, and there you have it. It will start playing for you automatically. We're also on iTunes, guys. which is so convenient for those of you who are on the go or who want to listen to the show while you work out. Just load it to your mobile device, and there you have it. Just search for Atlanta Life Radio under podcast, and it will be there for you. All of our past recorded shows are available, and after tonight's live show airs, it'll be ready for upload within the half hour. So we thank you for continuing to not only tune into the live show, but also for catching up on what you may have missed. So now we're ready to get started with our program and our special guest tonight. You know, I had the awesome privilege and opportunity of meeting our guest at the Best of You luncheon that was recently hosted by the Atlanta chapter of NAPW. And when she introduced herself and talked about her company and about her passion for fitness, I immediately thought to myself, you know what, this is a woman after my own heart, because anybody who knows me knows that I have an affinity for working out and for running and just staying in shape. So I knew immediately that I wanted to invite her to be a guest on the show. So it is certainly without further ado that it is my pleasure to welcome to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, Amanda Marash. Thank you for joining me this evening, Amanda.
Hi, Allie. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the show. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And, you know, I just kind of said mentioned that you are a certified fitness instructor, but can you share with our listeners a little bit more about who you are? Help us get to know who Amanda is.
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure. Like you and like you just said, I have always been active and just inspired by the human body and what it's capable of.
Okay.
I started out at a young age as a dancer. I did gymnastics and cheerleading, but I was always engaged in fitness and activity and just moving and movement.
Okay.
And when I started my adult life, I knew that I wanted to find a way to maintain that same level of activity.
Okay.
So, of course, I joined a gym.
Right, right.
And stumbled into a group fitness class, and I totally fell in love.
Ah.
And it was actually a few months after that, I found out about an opportunity to teach group fitness from my church.
Okay.
I was living in New York at the time, and the city of New York was sponsoring a program which would teach you how to teach group fitness. They even had an internship and everything.
Really?
Yeah. So
sounds like a great deal.
I know. And it was free. Did I mention that?
Yeah, that's the best part of it.
Exactly. So, of course, I wasn't going to pass that up.
Right.
But I found it to be amazing.
Mm.
I got to experience the community of group fitness and health education, and I knew I was onto something. I knew I had found something that I was passionate about.
Okay.
And that was really the beginning of the journey that led me to where I am today.
Oh, wow.
When I was in New York, I got to train with and learn from master trainers from across the city, and I was blessed with opportunities to teach at some of the best gyms and some of the best fitness studios in New York.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
It was great. It was
great. Like I said, you are a woman after my own heart. I love working out. I mean, it just is one of those constants in my life that if it goes away, I would be miserable.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I just wanted to engage you in this conversation. You know, this journey of where I'm at, how I got here today on There Is Life After Layoff, you know, was birthed out of my layoff experience and, you know, how I chose to deal with the negative impact of that life-altering event. So just wanted to, I always try to ask our guests, have you ever had a layoff experience, whether it was forced or self-imposed? And if so, how did you handle it?
Well, I laid myself off.
Oh, there you go.
I knew that I was just at a place where I was unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
I was not on the path to my true purpose.
Okay.
And I just took an introspective look. I was honest with myself. I looked back at the things that I had done and accomplished and, you know, everything that made me who I was.
Right, right.
To see what it was that made me tick and inspired me and made me inspire and want to inspire other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have a story that I'll share with you.
Go ahead. Okay. Absolutely.
Being led by the Spirit. In 2009, it was a very pivotal year for me.
Okay.
I was a newlywed. At that time, we were living in Atlanta.
Okay.
I had just been promoted at my regular 9-to-5 day job, but
mm-hmm.
I was actually knocked off of my feet with a health scare.
Oh.
I was diagnosed with a severe case of fibroids coupled with ovarian cysts.
Wow.
And they were literally sucking the life right out of me.
Wow.
I know. I was missing
oh,
days out of work, and
oh,
I wasn't able to work out. I had to give up teaching my fitness classes and
ooh.
Motivating people. And
wow.
That was really a challenging stage in my life.
Mm.
But like you just said, you love fitness. That was the one thing that really kept me going outside
yeah.
Of course, my family and my faith.
Right.
It was the belief that one day I could be better.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that if I just took it step by step because
mm.
I had to start from scratch.
Mm.
I had to start out with just walking when I was on my road to recovery.
Wow.
But it was that belief that I could be better that kept me moving forward,
mm.
even if it was just that one step at a time.
Wow.
And that's when fitness really became so much more important to me than it ever had been in my entire life.
Wow.
I started doing research and started exploring new ways to exercise and stay healthy with yoga and Pilates and meditation and just
mm-hmm.
all different formats to rediscover my own strength.
Wow, that's good.
And
right
that's
there.
When I was like, you know, this is really what I need to be doing.
Wow. But you know what? What came to my mind when you were sharing that story, and thank you for sharing that, because do you think that that was God's way of really pushing you in the right direction? Because as I share often that, I had been praying and asking God to show me my purpose, and I was unfulfilled on my job at the time. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, he showed me because he showed me out the door. And, you know, he
mm-hmm.
said, okay, I don't want you there. But it's funny to me because I realized, you know, God really does have a sense of humor. He was like, okay, I'm going to show you. You're out, you know. He showed me out the door. But do you think that because you were stressing in your situation, do you think that may have played a role in maybe an added to your health scare, do you think?
Absolutely.
Mm.
And I mean, I'm a firm believer that there is no such thing as coincidence.
Right, exactly.
Everything happens for a reason. And
mm-hmm.
even if I didn't understand it at the time that I was
mm-hmm.
going through it,
right.
I definitely see now.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can build that as part of my journey now, and I can use that as fuel to help lift somebody else up and help inspire somebody else. And,
right.
you know, now I'm proud to say that that's my journey,
mm-hmm.
and I'm proud to share what I've learned and what I continue to learn, because it's all about that continual learning and walking on that journey. But I'm able now to provide the type of guidance for individuals that's life-changing. It's not just
mm-hmm.
about fitness and showing up and doing your bicep curls and getting a run in.
Right. So much more.
It's more than just that. And
yeah.
it has truly become my mission to be able to bless others with the
yeah.
gift of true health
mm-hmm.
and ultimately help people to see and achieve real balance.
So then I guess I probably know the answer to this next question. Do you feel like that's your God-ordained purpose? And
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's so funny. It's so funny because as I was, you know, just thinking through what I wanted to share tonight
mm-hmm.
And, you know, just coming to terms with how I wanted to, you know, talk with you and just, you know, pulling out specific things from my journey,
mm-hmm.
I realized that God revealed this passion to me over 10 years ago. But I kept getting in my own way. I kept putting off my purpose because, you know, I worked a regular 9-to-5 and I wanted that promotion, or I wanted that raise, or, you know, I wanted a certain lifestyle.
That's
funny. As I was kind of just going through, you know, my life story for myself, I was like, well, the writing was on the wall. Why didn't you do this sooner?
That is so funny because I felt the same way. When I got laid off, a couple of days after I got laid off, that was when God revealed to me that he wanted me to create the blog, There Is Life, and he gave me the name. He said, I want you to create a blog, and you need to call it this. And I was like, okay. Well, right in that moment, I started having like a, like your life flashing before your eyes type of scenario where all of these different scenarios of people complimenting me on my writing started flashing. Memories started flashing through my head. He was trying to show me back then, okay, this is your gift. I didn't pay attention either.
Yeah. He was saying, hello.
Hello. Remember me. I'm just God, the creator of the universe.
That is too funny.
Yes. I mean, and I was like, okay, I got it, you know, but I didn't see it as, you know, and over the years people had kind of complimented me from time to time, and then he started bringing that all back into my memory bank, and I was like, well, dang, I missed it. I totally missed it. How important do you think it is for a person to really discover and walk in their life's purpose?
It's the most important thing that you can do. And, you know, thinking about it in terms of a layoff or getting pushed out the door or even a self-imposed layoff, it's not the end. It's not devastating. I see that always as a new beginning. It's like that saying, when God closes the door, he opens the window.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, when he opens that window, new experiences and opportunities abound.
Yes.
Before, when I was just getting started, before I even launched the business, you know, but I knew that I was unhappy in my job, and I had already started planning my departure and planning and, you know, mapping out when I was going to quit, and working backwards from that. One of my mentors summed it up beautifully. She told me, she said, when you're living your life's purpose, opportunities will come.
I
was like, okay, I mean, if you say so, but it is a true blessing how many different opportunities have come my way just because I'm living my purpose and I know it. And people can see that on my face, and my smile tells a story.
Yes.
And I'm out meeting people. And, I mean, yesterday, so you mentioned MLK Day, and I always make it a point to volunteer or do some sort of giving back to community on MLK Day.
Right.
So that's what I did yesterday. Normal, regular routine. And I was at this volunteer site with, I think they said there were over 250 people there that day.
Wow.
And ended up just randomly coming across a group of young women, and we started talking, introduced ourselves, and one of them was like, do I know you? I recognize you. We have to know each other. And I was like, your face looks familiar, but I know I don't know you. There's no way.
Right.
And we continued talking and just sharing a little bit about what we did, and I shared my purpose, and it was at that moment she was like, I know you, and I'll tell you how. She said that she moved to Atlanta almost 2 years ago, joined a gym, and this was a gym that I used to work at. And she said that it was her very first group fitness class at this gym, and it also happened to be my very last group fitness class teaching. very day. And she told me, she was like, I remember your class was amazing, but even more than that, I remember your story, because you made an announcement at the end of class and you said you were going off to start your own business, and it was fitness and educating people about their health and getting people to move
wow.
and live more healthy. And that stuck with me.
Wow.
Wow.
God is so amazing, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Oh.
He is. And even more than that, she told me that today she's working to launch a women's health initiative
really?
That's going to include fitness classes.
Okay, see.
Mm. But wait, in faith-based communities in and around Atlanta.
Okay, see.
That's
who's supposed to be there to meet
exactly.
back up with her.
Only one. Only God.
That's an opportunity.
Exactly. And you know, the thing is, if I had still been unhappy in my regular day-to-day,
yeah.
you know, 9-to-5
yeah.
job, I probably would have made an excuse and said, no, I'm too tired, I'm too stressed, I'm not
yeah.
going to get out of the bed today, I'm going to sleep in, I'm not going to volunteer.
Wow.
But because I was living my purpose and am living my purpose,
yeah.
opportunities are falling out of the sky.
That's an amazing testimony right there. That,
yeah.
But see, God knows the beginning and the end before we even were created. So he knew that was going to
exactly.
happen for you.
He knew
you know?
That day was coming. Yeah, exactly.
So now we're here where I want you to, at the point where, tell us about your company, The Balance Concept, and what was the inspiration behind that?
Absolutely. I think it's really similar to There's Life After Layoff.
Okay.
We said, God told you, this is the name of the company, and this is what you're going to do.
Right.
This is back years and years ago when I was living in New York, and I call it the microcosm of life at its best and its busiest.
You got that right.
Yes. I was, you know, I had a job.
Mm-hmm.
I had a social life. I had family from out of town. I had a special someone in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just regularly asking myself, how can I make all of this work? There's so many moving parts, and how can I have a fulfilling life and manage all of these things that are going on and still make time for me?
Right.
And, you know, be fulfilled.
Right.
And I came to the realization that it was all about balance, or at least it should have been, right? But that's when God put that bug in my ear and said, it's the balance concept.
There you go.
And even though I put off my purpose for years and years and years, I call it, the balance concept was incubating for 10 years.
There you go. It was, yeah.
But
yeah.
Even though, you know, it was so long ago that he put that word in my ear, it's just a testament to, you know, who God is and how he works
mm-hmm.
in that philosophy. And even the title, the balance concept, the name
right.
of the company, is still valid and still relevant and
yes.
still means something to someone today. So
right, right.
when I put one and one and one and one together, I knew that I was exactly in the place where I needed to be.
Wow, that's good right there. Definitely. Now, I know that you have your company is primarily focused on fitness training for women. Is there a particular reason why it's just focused on women?
Yes.
Okay.
It's because, as women, we are leaders of households. We are mavens
ooh,
of management.
Ooh.
And we do that not only for ourselves, but for our families and for those,
yeah.
you know, we love. On top of managing our own careers and social lives
mm-hmm.
and, you know, church and faith-based communities and things like that, we give so much of ourselves.
Yeah.
We nurture. We,
oh, my goodness, yeah.
You know, take care of everyone else, and we usually leave ourselves last on the list.
Yes, ma'am.
And I really wanted to create a safe space and an open community where women could make a conscious effort to take the time to get back to themselves.
Mm.
Even if it's something as simple as going to get a pedicure or
right.
treating yourself to,
oh my God,
you know,
yes.
coffee out with the girls one day.
Right.
Just taking that time to refocus on us. It's kind of like the what they tell you on the airplane, the oxygen mask.
Right.
You can't help anybody else until you put the oxygen on yourself.
On yourself first. That's right. That's right.
So really, the balance concept is like my oxygen mask for women to
That's good.
Refocus, get centered, take care of themselves, so that we can continue to take care of everyone else that we love.
Oh my goodness, you hit the nail on the head. Oh. I'm so serious with that, because I myself, you know, have faced that challenge from time to time. And, you know, I can remember after having my first child that, you know, I thought, you know, I had to be the one to do everything. My husband couldn't do it just the way I wanted him to do it, da-da-da-da-da, you know. And nobody does it better than mommy, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And when I wore myself out with that type of thinking. And
yep.
I had to realize that, you know what? Let him do it. He may do it his own way, but as long as it gets done, so what? But at least you
exactly.
are a little bit sane. You know, you still have some sanity. And,
exactly.
you know, I had to let go of the idea that, okay, if I don't fold that load of laundry, the world will not implode. It's okay. It'll be there tomorrow. You know? I mean, really, we do that to ourselves. I mean,
yes,
that's
you need
just
to say
the
that
nature.
One again to me.
Yeah, it's the nurturing nature of women. That's
right.
just it. That's just our nature.
Exactly.
You know, take care of everybody. But, you know, and it's really, it's hard. You have to actually learn how to do that. It's not easy.
Yeah. Right, exactly. It's not in our nature to let go and, you know, look back at ourselves. It's,
mm-hmm.
like you said, it's in our nature to be nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely a learned behavior and something that we have to keep working on. And, you know, I don't know it all for myself. There are some days where Rome will burn to the ground, Atlanta will burn to the ground, if that load of laundry does not get folded and put away in my house. But it's just something that we have to continually work on and continually practice to get better at.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? One thing that I also dealt with in that respect to that is I would actually feel guilty about taking some time for myself. Can you imagine?
Yep. No, I can imagine.
I mean, that is just that's crazy thinking. But I actually had to really learn how, if I needed to take a nap or if I needed to just, like you said, go get a manicure, pedicure, whatever, I was not a bad mommy.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
So you just, I mean, it's just, like I said, it's the nature of being a woman, and that's the way God created us, but he also created other things for us to, you know, his word for us to find balance in, you know.
Exactly.
But,
exactly.
you know, we like you said earlier, have to sometimes just get out of our own way.
Right.
That's it. But you know what? At this time, we're close to the half hour, so what we're going to do is we're actually going to take a few seconds, to wind down
okay.
and pause and take a short station break. And when we return, we're going to definitely continue our conversation, Amanda. So just
right.
just hang in there for us.
I'll hang tight.
All right. So I want to invite our listeners, if you want to join the conversation tonight, all you have to do is just call us at 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. I'm Allie, your host, and I'm joined by my special guest, certified fitness instructor Amanda Marash. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, so please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
you are just tuning in, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio and the There Is Life After Layoff show with tonight's episode, The Balance Concept. At this time, we'd like to thank our sponsor for this evening's show, Gerontological Marketing Concepts. And if you are interested in being a sponsor for future show segments, please do not hesitate to reach us. You can reach us at 678-856-7603 or send us an email at mdavis@atlantaliferadio.com. And please remember to leave your full name and your return contact information, and we'll get right back to you. We also like to thank any new listeners, and we ask that you again like us on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio, and please tell a friend. And now we're going to return to our program. Allie?
All right. Thanks, Mel D. We're back. If you're just joining us, welcome, and you're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com, and I'm your host, Allie. I encourage you to join us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m., and please continue to follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. So tonight we have been talking with my special guest, Amanda Mirage, who is a certified fitness instructor and owner or co-founder of The Balance Concept. Now, before the break, Amanda, we were kind of talking about your company as a whole, but can you tell or share with our listeners how important is it for a person to live a balanced life?
It is paramount.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many consequences and things that we don't necessarily think about until it's too late.
Right.
And a lot of that is driven by imbalance.
Okay.
Of course, you know, there are the consequences that are more physiologically based, like our weight and our cholesterol and our blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also ones that are, you know, more serious, like diabetes, cardiovascular health disease. And then there's the ones that we don't really think about. You might find yourself not getting enough sleep at night or not being able to sleep through the night.
Right.
You might find that your attention span is really short, and you're not able to concentrate on one thing for too long before you get distracted.
Right.
And those are just the results and consequences of some sort of imbalance going on in our lives. And we all experience them, and, you know, they come in phases. Some days you know, might not be sleeping through the night, but then in a couple months you might overcome that, but it could be something else. It could manifest into something else. But that's where we, you know, come back to having a balanced practice where we are conscious and aware of the things that are going on in our lives and with our bodies, and making strategic attempts to practice and combat and work against those imbalances.
Okay. Wow. Now, you mentioned some of the consequences, but what are some of the recognizable signs that a person may be out of balance, whether it be emotional, physical, et cetera?
Yeah, it could be emotional, like things like depression or even irritability.
Okay.
It could be, you know, you've noticed, for example, a change in your weight. And sometimes it's not always about gaining weight. It could be losing a lot of weight in a short amount of time. That could be stress-related or related to some sort of imbalance.
Right.
If you find yourself not being able to see the joy in every day or the little things, that could be a sign of imbalance.
Okay.
Or
right.
a lack of confidence as well.
And you know what, for me, you've just got to know yourself and know what the triggers are. Because as for me, personally speaking, when I haven't eaten or, you know, or I'm just really drained or exhausted, that's when, you know, I get the frustration level, you know, and what have you.
I know that I'm out of balance.
Right.
You know, so
for me,
I
call that. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I call that hangry. It's a combination of hungry / angry. And I get
that's
that
good right there.
With a drop of a pen.
Oh, I'm going to use
I
that for my kids.
Eaten, watch out.
I'm hangry, so stop. That's a good one right there.
Yes.
I mean, really, you just got to know your triggers. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you know if you don't get the proper amount of rest and you're not eating, you know, and that makes you emotionally unstable or unbalanced, then, you know, you need to not go without eating or you need to get some rest.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
You got to have your game plan.
Exactly. Now, you know what? At the beginning of the new year, we all know what everybody does, right? They make those Year's resolutions to either lose weight or to get in shape. Why do you think most people are unsuccessful at keeping those resolutions?
I think it's great to aspire to be a better version of you.
Okay.
And the beginning of a brand new, fresh new year is always, you know, an optimal time to do that.
Mm-hmm,
most
mm-hmm.
of the time we've gone bananas over the holidays and have taken time off work and eaten whatever we wanted to eat. And then January 1st rolls around and we get really ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
There are two things that I think or that I see as why we're unsuccessful is keeping those resolutions.
Okay.
One, we try to do too much all at the same time.
I think
typically, as Americans, we set about 7 to 10 resolutions right around January 1st.
Right.
And they aren't, you know, I'm going to do a better job of taking out the trash or I'm going to wash my car every Friday.
Right.
They are the most ambitious goals that we have ever thought of
right.
in our entire lives.
That's funny.
And then, on top of that, we make resolutions instead of lifestyle changes.
There you go.
So I'll give you a statistic, and I'm sure you know this.
Yes.
But the statistic is saying that only about 8% of the people who actually set resolutions are the ones that actually achieve them by the end of the year.
8%?
Only 8%.
Oh, that's bad.
Exactly, which means the rest of us, the 92%, we are tapping out by around January 20th or January 21st.
That is sad, so sad, so sad.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
and
my God.
What I encourage my friends and family and my clients to do is instead of setting a New Year's resolution because that already has so many implications behind it,
right.
is to make a lifestyle change.
Yes, ma'am.
Think about something that you can do one step at a time that will have a positive effect on your life for the rest of your life.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And you know what? As a person who's been involved in athletics for most of my life, and you know this too, a lot of people who set a goal to lose weight, they think that there's a quick fix or there's a special pill, magic pill that they advertise on TV. Please, people, don't believe the hype. You didn't gain that weight
overnight.
So you're not going to lose it overnight. So like you said, you have to make a lifestyle change. Train yourself to eat better, do better.
Exactly.
You
and
know?
Start out small. Think about small, achievable goals that will get you to that lifestyle change. So, for example, let's say you want to, if your resolution is you want to get in shape, and you know that you want to do that by incorporating fitness into your regular routine, but you've never worked out a day in your life.
Please
do not jam-pack your schedule with every single class that's offered at your gym or rec center or the Y, because after day three, you're not going to go back. I wouldn't go
back. It's not easy. And, you know, like you said, start small and set those small goals. And start walking 30 minutes.
Start walking. Make a goal for yourself.
Yeah.
Every week I want to walk 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And work, you know, work through those weeks. Get your 3 days in and then go to week two. Get your 3 days in and then go to week three. Get your 3 days in, and then maybe week four, it becomes 4 days a week.
Right.
Or maybe it's walking 3 days a week, and then a jog one day that week. You've got to start small to make it last.
Exactly. And, you know, at one point in time, I was a competitive bodybuilder. So
I remember you said that, yeah.
Right. And so I really had to learn how to trick my body, and your body has a memory.
It's
very smart, and so you can't continue to do the same thing and get the expect that you're going to get the results that you want.
Exactly.
You have to mix it up and outsmart your body and your muscles, because they will get used to what you're doing and they won't respond.
Exactly.
And so you just got to, and if you don't know how to do it, that's why there are people like yourself to help.
There you go.
That
You're
was a shameless
exactly
plug,
right?
Right?
I love those.
But I also, you know, we talked about real briefly about, you know, starting small, but tell us how important a role does nutrition play in all of that, and with regards to maintaining an individual maintaining a balanced or healthy lifestyle?
That is a great segue to the next couple of words that were right on my tip of my tongue.
Oh, wow.
And it is around this time of year, again, that I find people are very focused on what they do, the energy that they put out, how many times they can work out in a week to get to whatever their goal is.
Mm-hmm.
But really, if you think about it like the 80-20 rule, and we all know that out of 100%, you can divide something into 80% and 20%.
Right.
The 80% is what you focus on. It's what will really make a difference. The 20% is what is a little bit more negligible. That 80%, when you're thinking about your total health and wellness, that 80% is your nutrition.
Yeah.
Because you can do all the crunches and push-ups and sit-ups and burpees and backflips in the world.
Right.
But if you're driving through your favorite fast food restaurant every day for lunch and loading up every morning with your favorite, you know, caffeinated or coffee beverage or sugary drink every day or every other day, it's not going to make a minute of difference
as
far as how much you exercise, because, like we said, your body is smart.
It's very
and
smart.
It is going to take the fuel that you give it,
mm-hmm.
and that is what's going to show. If you fuel up with sugar and cholesterol and high fat, that is, unfortunately, what how your body is going to interpret it.
Absolutely.
But if you fuel up with whole foods, which were created for a purpose to fuel us and created by God naturally to give us that energy, then your body will respond accordingly.
Exactly. And that's such good advice. And I learned that when I really started to get into bodybuilding, because my trainers used to always tell me, you eat wrong, it's going to show up on that stage.
Yep.
Everybody will see. So that was my motivation. It's like I had to put up or shut up, because, you know, if anybody's ever seen a bodybuilding competition, you are out there with barely anything on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that you ate that you were not supposed to eat while you were training will show up on stage. So if you want to look like a crazy Pillsbury doughboy, then that's what you do. That's what we used to call the people that really didn't look that good.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, I wanted you to share with our listeners, what kind of services do you offer at the Balance Concept?
Oh, yes. At the Balance Concept, we specialize in mobile personal and mobile group training for women.
Okay.
And that means that our trainers design a unique fitness and nutrition program, especially for you, and we have the flexibility to meet you where you are.
Oh, wow.
In today's
great.
World, we know and we understand people just don't want to waste time.
Right.
And we found that our clients, you know, who are, they are leaders in the community, they're powerful entrepreneurs, they're active mothers, they just don't always have time to get out to the gym.
Right.
And that's where we as the Balance Concept come in. We bring an efficient workout to your door. We maximize every single minute, every second of our time together.
Oh, wow.
But we make it a convenient and an easy way to take back your health and your fitness on your own terms.
Wow. So when you when a client reaches out to you and they want services, you specifically just kind of tailor the program to their specific, meet them where they're at as far as, you know, health-wise and athletically and what have you, and you just kind of tailor a program specifically for, you know, where they're at?
Exactly.
Okay.
We do an initial assessment. So okay. that, you know, we come, we meet you, we get to know you from, you know, a fitness as well as a dietary perspective so
okay.
that we can start to craft and build a program that we know will work for you and that's proven to work
gotcha.
With other clients with similar similarities.
Okay.
But, you know, we work with clients of all abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And just to give you an example, there are some clients that we work with that might have, let's say, a neck injury.
Mm.
And for that reason, just can't do crunches. Cause
right.
too much
right.
strain on the neck and the pulling and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you might ask yourself, well, how do you work on your abs and your transversus abdominis
right.
without doing a single crunch? Well, that's where the Balance Concept comes in, because there are plenty of ways and methods to tone and work on stabilization through the core and the powerhouse of the body without
right.
doing a single crunch.
Yep.
And that's why we get to know our clients up front, so that we're really able to, you know, flush out everything we need to know so that we can really customize a program.
Wow, that's awesome right there. How can we find out more about your company and your services?
So we are online. You can find us and learn more about the Balance Concept, our fitness philosophy, and our services at www.thebalanceconcept.com.
Okay.
And we are also on social media. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Balance Concept.
Okay, that's awesome. That
yeah.
is good. So you guys, come on. You got those resolutions that may or may not be working for you at this point, because we're, like we she said, we're at, what, January 20th, and so you
yep.
got two more days to get it together. And so you might want to you might want to check her out at www.thebalanceconcept.com. Okay? Amanda.
Also, if I might
yeah,
add.
Go ahead.
We also have a free weekly newsletter
that
I would love to offer to your listeners if anyone is interested on getting some tips on fitness strategies or, you know, help with weight loss. And we always include a healthy but delicious recipe in our newsletter every single week. Just visit our website, www.thebalanceconcept.com, and you can click the link to contact us and send us some information so we can add you to the newsletter.
Oh, that's a no-brainer right there, people. So get some
yeah.
free tips. Sign up, get some free tips, and stay on point with those lifestyle changes. I'm not saying resolutions. I'm saying lifestyle changes.
Thank you.
Yes. So as we get ready to kind of close out, what are your final words of wisdom or inspiration or any takeaways that you want to share with our listeners about the balance concept or about just living life in balance?
Absolutely. I want to leave with just a note on resolutions, and we said we're not going to call it that anymore. We're going to call them a lifestyle change.
Right.
And it's really important to take those changes one step at a time. Remember that the small things matter, and that being balanced and living more balanced doesn't mean that you have to have a dramatic upheaval and flip the table over and go cold turkey out of your regular life.
Right.
I think our goal should be more focused on achieving a life that is well-lived, where we take care of ourselves, but also take care of and do for others.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be achieved just by making one simple step or a simple change at a time.
Right. Wow. Thank you so much. That's food for thought.
Yes.
Very, very much.
And
so,
before we go,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to, as a special treat for your listeners and a thank you for everybody listening in, a gift from the Balance Concept, I would like to offer 25% off.
Oh,
all
wow.
of our services.
Wow.
So we offer one-on-one in-home consultations and fitness programs like we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have something called our private fit party
mm-hmm.
where if you and a couple of your lady friends or girlfriends wanted to get together and do your own private boot camp or your own strength training workshop, we would, again, come to you or come to a neighborhood park and offer a fun fit party for you and your friends.
Oh, wow.
But for all of our services for your listeners, we'd like to do offer 25% off.
Well, wow. Thank you so much. All they have to do is contact you and say that they heard you on There Is Life After Layoff, huh?
Exactly. That's all they have to do. That's the golden
ticket. Wow. Okay, there's no excuse, guys. Let's get on it.
No excuses. Trade in those resolutions for a lifestyle change and do it with the balance concept.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I knew that when I met you at the luncheon that this was going to be a great connection. So thank you so much for...
You are very welcome.
For,
and thank you.
For doing what you do and for, you know, offering fitness training for women and just sharing in general with us about how to live a balanced life. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure, and it's been fun to connect with you again. I know that you and I will be in contact for a long, long time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. Now, you know what, as we get ready to close out this show, I always want to take a moment to relate our show to Scripture and share final thoughts. Now, tonight we've been talking about balance, right? So, you know, the actual idea of maintaining balance comes right out of the Bible. So I want to take us to 1 Peter 5:8 that says, "Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind, be vigilant and cautious at all times, for that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour." Now, what this scripture is saying to me is that basically, being out of balance opens up a door for the enemy to come in and have his way in your life, okay, which is why maintaining balance in all things is so very, very important, like our guest said. Now, personally speaking, seeking balance spiritually and being in right relationship with God is the most important area for me to strive for balance in, because I believe that, you know, by keeping God first in my life, I can seek his wisdom and guidance when I struggle in all the other areas. Now, we talked about this with our guest, Amanda. Oddly enough, most women don't even think about being in balance or out of balance and about how that may affect the people that they love the most, which usually then turns out to be our family. Now, I myself had to realize, and I mentioned this early in the show, that I didn't have to wear an S on my chest. I had to be willing to let some things go and know that the world would not come to a screeching halt if I did let those things go. So what I want to do is challenge you to slow down long enough to take a look at where you're at in your life and how you got there. Start to identify the people and the tasks that generally contribute towards your life instead of adding turmoil and stress. And focus on allowing time for those things that reinforce your goals and help you to live balanced and in peace. Okay, so once again, I want to thank our special guest, Amanda Marash, from the Balance Concept. It was an absolute pleasure sharing this time with her. And, guys, she gave us a 25% discount on her services, so please check her out at www.thebalanceconcept.com. And on behalf of There Is Life After Layoff, the radio team, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. We do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us. And when we return next week with another powerful and inspiring episode, my special guest will be the job jail lady herself, Miss Audrey LeGrand. And for those of you who feel like you are incarcerated or stuck on your current jobs or even in a career that is unfulfilling, then you won't want to miss the next week's episode. So until next time, on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we sincerely say thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Promise, yet we must trust. and believe. For the only freedom I have ever known has come from you alone.